want to go back to my point that I used to say during my mass of 4 p.m. in the classroom home yesterday. That there a few years ago there was a child used to ask me, why Jesus, why God didn't come to the world in the way of Superman? Do you have the answer to this child? You know Superman, is it? He know everything, everywhere have problem. He come right away to save the people. We know that Jesus also the savior of the world. But in which way? The simple, innocent questions, but it make me reflect a lot about this. Why God didn't come to the world as the Superman? I don't know how to answer to this child at that time, really. But the today's gospel give me some clue that you just heard that this word, the word in capital letter, is Jesus himself, the baby Jesus, was with God, and the word was God. He was from the beginning. For God, eternity, he doesn't have time like us, the past, the present, or the future. God is always existing. Therefore, his goodness as well, his love is always permanent. According to the gospel, everything created through him. So, I think he didn't need to come as a Superman to change the world. Because logically, human speaking, if he changed, it means that he did the mistake from the beginning, is it? So what should be changed? I think the world needs to be changed. What kind of changing? We need to change the weight of recognizing this goodness. Because this goodness is permanent, his love is permanent. His love cannot be changed words. His love is love. So we are invited to be changed our attitude, the way of recognizing this goodness. In the gospel also mentioned St. John the Baptist, the one came to testify about the light. St. John knew very well that he was not the light. Jesus himself the light. He was the testimony for that light. So that also invited us to recognize, to discover the light. Sometimes I try to read, to be curious, the scientists. It not created a new thing in this world. Everything that we receive today, it should be transformed from the thing already created. We not created even the scientific. The scientists not created the new thing. They just transformed to recognizing the thing that have been created. So in that way, I think we should be grateful for that goodness that we have received. If God has created the universe means not only the physical universe, but the completely the world, the everything, including our problem. Today, maybe in the different context, we may feel still the problem, the family, the broken family, the violence in the world sometimes, the poor everywhere, the divisions, even in the church itself. Last week, the Pope Francis sent a message to the courier, meaning the Cardinal College, the bishop. He mentioned also the word changing. He said, we should not be afraid to be changed. Because God's love is permanent. we need to be changed. If we have something problem, it doesn't mean problem from God. The problem, the way of we are seeing, are recognizing that truth. The church itself, the truth in itself, it existed. But none of us have the truth in our hand. We are always invited to be open to that truth. It to be testimony for that truth, which is Christ Himself. The second point is important also, that Jesus became the man like any of us, except sin, to share our life. It caught my attention. He chose to be in the family. That's why in the gospel I did yesterday, that the angel appeared to Saint Joseph to welcome Mary to his home. Joseph went to celebrate, to leave her secretly, just because Mary, Virgin Mary, was pregnant before that they living together. He supposed to that culture as well at that time. Mary is supposed to be thrown by stone by the people until death. But because he the justice man, I don't know what kind of justice Joseph in. If we put our mind, our logic, he needs justice, I mean he need to respect the law at his time. He need to send Mary, Virgin Mary, to the public to be stoned by the people until death. But he just wanted to live secretly because he wanted to discern more deeper the light that God has given to each of us. But at the end, you see the angel appear to him. He finally chose the right way to receive her home. So to be joyful today, maybe for some people to have more things, more beautiful house, to have more knowledge, or to have more people to ignore, to recognize us, or to have some time also to be fulfill my ambition, personal ambition. But the joy that God is with us, the joy to be with. Sometimes myself, to live the community life is not easy today. You may have the experience in your own life. We are living also community life with brother, with other priests. The challenge of living together is not easy today. Sometimes I want to be alone because I don't want to be disturbed. But sometimes I also just imagine, so why God didn't create me alone in this world so nobody disturb me? How do you feel if you're living in this world alone? Is this boring? Is it? Doesn't make sense. So the joy really that we are celebrating as the Catholic, not only the material thing, but the joy that God had become the gift for us, is to fulfill the gift that He had created, each one of us also as a gift. So the gospel today really to invite to recognize that gift. It to recognize also ourselves, our life is the unique gift that God had created, have given to us. Also the gift that you have in your life, your members of family, your husband, your wife, your children, your companion, and the work. At the end, everything have ended. Like St. John the Cross used to say, everything in the division, the conflict, are ended. The only thing remained is love. Love is permanent. Love is God. So dear brothers and sisters, let's contemplate this. To recognize that our life of our member family, our life as well, is more important than our own project. Let's open to be grateful to God for this gift that He has given to each and every one of us. Amen.